Hi, this is Dylan. Thank you for coming to Soul Coaching with Dylan today. I'm going to talk a little bit about us being multifaceted as people. And the reason why I'm talking about that is because it helps when we understand how we are, so that whenever we're trying to work on blocks that we're trying to remove in our lives, that we have a tool and some perspective. So let me start with the multifaceted part. Okay, if you can imagine that we as human beings are, our personalities aren't just us. There is sort of like, if you can imagine, the sunlight has, when shining through a prism, has many different colors. Okay, it's a lot of parts that make up light. Another way of looking at it, which is my favorite analogy, is seeing us as a clock, one of the older clocks, like a grandfather clock. And if you were to see the hands on the front, that would represent us because we would be the movement in the front, the simple movement in the front. But if you were to open the clock up, you could see all the cogs and gears and chains and little parts that run the clock. And those are the parts of us that are making up the totality of who we are. And if any of those cogs or wheels or parts become broken, or the gears don't match up, then the hands on the clock can become stuck. They can run faster than they're supposed to. They can run backwards. There's all kinds of really kind of strange things that can happen if those wheels and cogs and stuff are not running properly. So inside of us, in fact, you may have even heard yourself say, "You know, I really like so and so, but there's something about him that I don't know. There's a part of me that doesn't feel like that this is a good thing, or that he's not a good thing, or she's not a good thing, or this job. You know, there's a part of me that really likes this job, but there's other part of me that really hates da da da. You know, this part of the job." And so whenever we are saying that, we are actually having a part of ourselves that's not in alignment with or in agreement with this job, this person, this event, this situation, maybe even this food. I mean, I don't know how or when you've ever said it, but if you're experiencing a block, which is typically like, say that you're trying to manifest a relationship, and it seems like every relationship that you get into, you keep having the same sort of person show up in your life. And so at this point you're trying to manifest or trying to attract this person that you want to be with, but you can't seem to even get a date. So there's probably a part of you that is blocking you from getting a date, probably because it's afraid of being hurt again, attracting the wrong person, but you may not know that for sure. So one of the tools that I love so much is my journal, and I use my journal every day, just about. I write in my journal, not just like, "Oh, hey, this is how my day went," you know, which is sometimes an entry that will go in there, but most times my journal is my toolbox. I use it for all kinds of things. And one of the things that I do in regards to being multifaceted is I want to talk to that part of me that is blocking me from moving forward in a direction that I want to go in. So what I'll do is I'll sit down and I'll write out, you know, a dash, or I'm sorry, first I'll write a question and I'll say, "I would like to speak to the block that's keeping me back from my goal," you know, whatever my goal is, let's say. And then the dash would be representational of whatever part of me, the block that's blocking me. So then the block comes back and speaks to me through my handwriting or as I'm writing. And actually this happened not that long ago, and there was this very I almost felt angry, and as I was writing, and there was this a lot of this anger coming out in the writing. And I was really surprised at some of the things that it said, because it felt neglected. There was a part of me that felt like I wasn't paying attention to it, that my creativity level was very low, that I had not been self-nurturing the way that I should be, not should, but you know, that would be most beneficial. And I was really like, "Oh, wow," you know, surprised at what came out of that little session with this block that I had around something. So that is a really good tool. And now one question might be, well, if the door is closed, meaning the block, if the block is there, isn't it like, should I really push past it? Shouldn't I just like try to overcome the block to this thing that I really want? I mean, if I want to be, in a financial bracket that I'm not in, shouldn't I push harder? Well, not necessarily. And the reason why I say that is because I have found that people that usually try to push through a block or overcome a block or try harder toward a block when a block is there, what happens is that that block will usually keep that person from getting the very thing that they say that they want or they're trying so hard to get. An analogy or an example would be, there is a person that I have been coaching, and they want to move into a higher financial bracket monthly. And let's just say that they want to attract $1,000 more a month, okay, which this person is obviously, they want a little bit more than that, but let's just say $1,000. They want to, their income is already at a certain level, but they just $1,000 more a month. So they increase their sales, or they get an extra side job, or they take on something else, and now they've got this extra $1,000 coming in, except that month, for some odd reason, the washer breaks down, the car breaks down, the tire needs to be changed, this, that, the other. There seems to be all of these weird things happening, and that $1,000 is now basically non-existent because of these problems. Or maybe a client that was sending in the money doesn't pay on time, or that client goes away because that, position or that job didn't really work out. So there's all these things that can happen if we don't clear the block, because the block is going to kind of act like a sponge in a way and absorb all that extra effort that we've put in anyways. So if we're moving toward a person and we're like, we're on a dating site and we're on this dating site, we're trying, and it just seems like nobody is moving toward us, it's because we're kind of putting off this vibe, if you will, of how almost feels like desperation in a way. And people pick up on that. And if you are in a state of desperation and you're moving towards something, then that person, if they do start to like you, they're going to be probably not the best choice, because they're in need of somebody that feels desperate. And so they're going to be feeding off of that in a very negative way. And at first it may seem nice and you may get along and stuff like that, but eventually you may find out that this person is probably very needy or doesn't really have their stuff together very well. So let's go back to the exercise. So in the journal, or you could type it up, I guess, if you wanted to, or even record yourself talking as this other part of yourself, you would put a dash and on the paper, first ask your question, I would like to speak to the part of me that's blocked. Or I would like to speak to the part of me that is frustrated with the situation or this job. I would like to speak to the part of me that's not allowing me to move forward in love. Those types of things. Then the dash would go there. That would be secondary. And then allow that part of you. And it's kind of weird at first to do it. Okay, it can kind of feel fake or kind of can feel forced. But you would be surprised if you relax into it. The kind of answers that you're going to get may really, really surprise you. Something that you probably know already but are trying to ignore, or something that you didn't know but suspected might come out in your exercise. So if you ever have questions or you have a comment about this, please feel free to leave a comment here or a question here, and I will talk to you guys next time. Hi, this is Delin. Just wanted to let you know you can contact me at soulcoachdelin@gmail.com, or you can also visit me at wisdomkeeperspath.com, and you can leave a message here. You can ask a question here, and feel free to let me know how we're doing. Take care.